Like the Gemara on Tes Amidei's Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah on the page. Ein bein bama gedoyla le bama ketana ela psachim. The only difference between a bama gedoyla and a bama ketana is psachim. When carbon pesach, that can be brought up on the bama on a bama gedoyla and not a bama ketana. So the Bama Gedolah is referring to the Mizbeach that Moshe made when it was by Noiv and Givin. So they traveled a lot, you know, with the Mishkan. So after they get out of the Midbar, you know, they would set up the Mishkan in different places. So one of them was referred to as the Bama Gedolah, which was when they had it by Noiv and Givin. Bamas Ketanais are the smaller bamas that each person was able to create in his own house, in his own backyard. So there's no difference between the two, meaning in terms of which karbanas you, which what you're allowed to sacrifice on them, except Psachim. Karban Pesach you can do in the Bama Gedolah, and you cannot do the Karban Pesach on your bama in your backyard. Zaklal, kol shehu nidav and nidav, anything that is a neder or nedava, karv bebama, could be brought on out of a bama. The chol she'ein alay nidav alay nidav, anything that's not a neder or a nedava, then cannot be brought up on a bama. Even the bama ketana. Zok the Gemara, Psachim v'su loy, so the Gemara is the Psachim is it. So the more things that you can eat, Psachim is the only thing that they're allowed to bring up on the Bama Gedolah, but there's other things also. So Gemara says, no, Eima Ke'ein Psachim. It doesn't mean only Psachim, it means things similar Kabbalists that are like Psachim. Mani, we're going to see, what does that mean? Mani, is who is this like Reb Shimon? The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Aft Tzibor Loi Hikrivu, even a carbon Tzibor they are not allowed to bring up, Ela Psachim V'chayvai Shekavu Alahem Zman. And also, karbanas chayvais, the karbanas that you are mechuyev to bring up, that have a specific time that you have to bring it up. Aval chayvish ein kavu lahem zman, hacha v'hacha laikarv. You cannot bring it up either on the Bama Gedolah or a Bama Ketana. So this that we said, that a Bama Gedolah can bring up psachim, it doesn't mean just psachim, it means any chiv karban that has a set time that you have to bring it up. Which would mean that it's just a regular carbon tzibur you're not allowed to bring up on a Bama Gedolah. Even if it's a chiv, it has to be a chiv that's kavu lahem zman. So Rashi gives an example of what's a carbon that's not kavu lahem zman. He says like a par helam davar, or an asir avodah zara, that for being avod avodah zara b'mshoigeg. So those type of things would not be able to be brought up, but the karbanos of had a specific time that you were allowed to bring up on a Bama Gedolah. Okay, zok the Mishnah. Ein bein shiloi liyushalayim ella shabashiloi oichlin kachem kal maaser sheni. Again, we're talking about when the Mishkan was in different places. So when Yerushalayim is when they actually built the Beis Hamikdash. Shiloi is when the Mishkan had a stop at Shiloi for about 365 years or something. So there's no difference between Shiloi and Yerushalayim. Elisha b'Shiloi eichlin kachem kalam ma'aser sheni b'chol raya. The Shiloi, the halacha was that you're allowed to eat kachem kalam and ma'aser sheni in any place that you can see Shiloi. Any place that you can see, right? Any place that you can see Shiloi. And the Yerushalayim lefnim min achayma. Yerushalayim, you had to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. Even if you can see Yerushalayim, you're not able to eat it there. You have to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. V'kan v'kan kachem kachem nechalim lefnim min achlan. And in both cases, kachem kachem had to be eaten inside the walls of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. Kedusha shiloi yesh achra hater. The Kedusha that they had by Shiloi was, they had after that was Heter, meaning after it was destroyed, Shiloi, so there was, you were allowed to have your own personal bamas in your backyard. Kedusha Yerushalayim ain't Acher Heter, but after Yerushalayim, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, so then you're not allowed to have any of your private bamas anymore. Like the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Shemati Shemakrivin Bebeis Chaynav Bizman Hazeh. Yitzchak said, I heard that you were allowed to bring up a karban on the Mizbeach of Beis Chaynav. Chaynav was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, who was a Kain Gadol. So he ended up in Mitzrayim, and he built a bama there. So this was after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav Yitzchak says, I heard that you would be allowed to bring up a karban in Beis Chaynav, Bizman Hazeh. So what does he hold? Ksavar, he must hold. Beis Chaynav lav Beis Avodah Zarah. So first it was machlokes whether what Chaynav did over there was really for Avodah Zarah, or really was for Lashem Shemayim. So the first thing is that Beis Chaynav must have been that he held is not Avodah Zarah. Vikasavar, and he also holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitch Lashayta V'lo Kitch Lasadavai. And it must be also that he holds that the Kedusha that Yerushalayim had when they built the Beis Avodah was a Kedusha only for its time that it was standing. But after it was destroyed, it did not retain the Kedusha, and therefore you would be allowed to build your own Bama. The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ki loy vasa mad ata el menucha vel anachla. So in this Pasuk, he darshans, Menucha zu shiloy, Nachla zu Yerushalayim. When it comes to Menucha zu shiloy, Nachla zu Yerushalayim. Makish nachla l'menucha. So it makes a hekish nachla to menucha. Ma menucha yesh achrehata. Just like menucha, which is referring to Shiloh. After Shiloh was destroyed, you were allowed to have your own bama. So af nachla yesh achrehata. So also, nachla, which is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, you also were allowed to have a bama afterwards. To have, build your own bama. So that's the pasuk that you're able to darshan to tell you that you're allowed to have a bama after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. And therefore, that's why Yitzchak was saying that I heard that in the Beis Chaynav they were allowed to bring up karbanas. So Amalei, they heard this from Yitzchak. They said, Amrit, you said this? Amalehu Lai. He says, no. He took it back. I didn't say this. I don't hold this. Rava says, Olakim Amra, I swear, like by the Rabbeinu Shalom that he did say it. And I learned it from him. He taught it to me. And then he was chayzer. Umay time kahadrabei. So why did he take it back? Why did he take it back? Mishum kasher the Rav Mari, because there was a kasher that Rav Mari had on it, and that's why Yitzchak took it back. The mice of Rav Mari. Mari had a kasher kedusha shiloi yesh achra heter kedusha shleim and achra heter. What does the Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that kedusha shiloi after it was destroyed, there was a time of heter. Meaning that you were allowed to have your own bama. And Kedusha Shleim, it says that there was no heter afterwards. So it would be a straight stira from what Rav Yitzchak heard to the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there's no more bamas allowed. So that would include Beis Chaynav. But you have another, it's not even another Mishnah, Misha Bailu Shleim, Nesra Bamais. When they came to Yerushalayim, it was Asir Bamais forever. There was never a heter afterwards. So you have two Mishnayos, that's a stira, to this that Rabbi Yitzchak heard. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak took it back. Tanoihi. So why don't we say it's machlokes tanoim? We have this idea of whether Obama was mutter after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed or not is machlokes tanoim. It's not. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Shamati, I heard kishayu bainim beheichol. When they were building the Heichel, this is after the first destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and they came back with Ezra to build it up. So I heard that when they were building the Heichel, Asu Kloim LaHeichel, they made curtains for the Heichel, Ukloim LaAzara. So for the Heichel they had curtains, and for the Azara, which is outside of that, they had curtains hanging, and that's how they built it. Elishab Heichel Bainim Mechutz. The Heichel they built from outside of the curtain. I mean, they had to be outside of the Heichel. And the Azara, they were allowed to build from within the Azara, meaning within the curtain. And Yeshua says, Shamati, I heard, Shemakriven, Afapish, Ein Beis, Eichel, Kachakadosh. I'm sorry, Afapish, Ein Bias. I heard that as soon as they came back to Yerushalayim, they were allowed to start bringing up Karbanas, even though there was nothing built yet. And they are allowed to eat kachim kachim even though there was no curtains or walls. Kachim kalamaiser chayni af bishen chayma, and they are allowed to eat kachim kalamaiser chayni in Yerushalayim even though the wall was destroyed. They had to rebuild the wall. Why? Why is Rabbi Yeshua saying that they're allowed to eat in all these places and bring up karbanos even though there's no real building of a Beis HaMikdash or a chayma? He says because he holds kedusha rishayna. The first kedusha that they had when they made the Beis HaMikdash was kedusha for its time, and it was also a kedusha forever. So it always retained kedusha. Whether the building is destroyed or not doesn't make a difference. The kedusha is always going to be there. So if that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds, so doesn't that tell me lav mechlal? The Rebbe Lezer suffered like kitchalas lavay. So doesn't that mean the Rebbe Lezer holds that it was did not retain kedusha? And that's why they had to go and hang up these curtains and everything, because that was a way to be mekadesh it. So you see that this idea is a machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, whether the kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash had remained there even when it was destroyed. Who says it's a machloikis tanoi between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua? And Dilma de Kuliyama Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Aslava. Maybe everybody agrees that it retains Kedusha forever, just like our Mishnah is Mashma, that it retains Kedusha forever. Umar, Maida Shmile Kamar. Umar, Maida Shmile Kamar. Rabbi Lezer was just simply saying what he heard, what he has heard. And Rabbi Shua is just saying what he heard, but they don't hold that. They hold like the Mishnah. So if that's the case, why did Rabbi Lezer have to say that you have to hang up the client? Mashma that in the beginning we thought that the reason why you're hanging up the klayim is because that was the way to be mekadesh the makam by hanging up the klayim. So he says, so why the hanging up the klayim? The Gemara says, letznius abama. Nah, it's just for tznius. They just didn't want everybody looking in on what's going on in the heichal and watching the klayhanim. They don't want that. So they hung up the curtains for tznius until they had the actual Beis HaMikdash built again. Elakihani tanai. So it's like a machlokes tanai of this brisa. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. Lama manu chachamim is elu. Why did the chachamim count these specific cities when they went back up? They counted a certain amount of cities. When Shekisha Elu b'nei Galu Matzus Elu v'Kitchum, that they found these cities and they were mekadosh these cities. Aval. Which is referring to the Bati Ari Chayma, the different walled cities, and they went back up after to go ahead and build the second bayis. So they were mekadesh these cities again, these Bati Ari Chayma, the walled cities. So it says Matzah Zeilu Bikitchum Avori Shainais, but Lumishabat Aretz. So there's only a specific amount of cities that the Chachamim said. It's a mission later on that they. There's only a specific amount of cities, as is the Mishnah in Erechin, that the Mishnah goes through. That these cities they are Mekadesh. What about the other cities? Mashal, the other cities they were not Mekadesh. So that means that it was Batal the Kedusha after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Amok Savar Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashayta V'Lay Kitchel Asadavai. And that's why when they came back they had to be Mekadesh certain amount of cities. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi holds Rabbi Minu. I have a Astira. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. V'chi Elu Bilvad Hayu. Were these the only cities there? V'alek Far Nemar. It says Shishemir Kol Chavel Argoib. Uksiv Kol Elu Ar Mitzures Chaima Gavaya. And all these cities were had walled cities around them. Ela Lama Manu Chacham Esela. So why did the Chacham just say these specific cities? Why did they count these specific cities? Shekisha Alu Bnei Agayla Matzu Elu V'Kitchem. Kiddusha, because when they went back up, they're mekadosh. Kitchum hashda. So he's saying now that they're mekadosh, I'm related to the kiddusha. But later on, we said that they did not need to be mekadosh them. So what does it mean? Elamatzu aselu umanam. It just means that they found these and they counted them. Vayelu bavad, not just these. Elakolsha talacha meseris biadachem yavisecha shemukaves chaimi mosi shul benun kol amitzus halal unayhagim ba mneshik dushu shana kishul shaitav kishul aslavai. Not just these cities that they counted in the Mishnah Arachim, but all the cities that they had a mesira that had a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. All those cities, all the mitzvahs that were negeah by bati arichem, like we said, if you sell it, you have only 1 year to redeem it as the seller. So all of them were naig because why? Because kedusha rishayna kishul shaydan kishul asalavai. So now you see you have one. The first brisa that we had in the name of Rishmol Rabbi Yosi was mashma that was not kishul asalavai, which is why they had to go and be mekadosh them when they went back up, and that's why it only counted those specific cities. But this other brisa from Rishmol Rabbi Yosi is mashma that all the cities, even the ones that we just have a Messiah that had a walled city from in times of Yeshua ben Nun, those were also considered kaddish. So that's mashma. That's a kedusha that remains forever. So you see that you have a, maybe it's like this machlekes them, these two different members in the name of Rishmol Rabbi Yosi. Then the Gemara has a more fundamental problem. Kasha the Rishmol, the Rishmol. Well, now you're going to have a more problem because you're going to have these are both set over in the name of the same person. The same person can hold both that it has kedusha forever and it does not have kedusha forever. So Kasha the Rishmol, the Rishmol. So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanai, live with the Rishmol Rabbi Yosi. There is two Tanaim who disagreed about what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi held. So this machlekes Tanaim about whether kedusha rishayna is kitchel shaita and kitchel asadavay or not, that is a different machlekes Tanaim who are disagreeing in what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi held. Vibayisema, another tarot, how Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi Amra, one's not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, one is Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi. Which one? The Tanya of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Asher Lechema, we had this before, Asher Lechema, Afabish Ein Lechashav Haile Kaidel Machain. That something that had a wall to it, which means that even though it does not have a wall now, but if it had a wall earlier, it had the Kedusha and the Kedusha remained with it. So it would be Machlaikis, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi, whether the Kedusha is forever now. Okay. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. So, we all know that Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Levi v'yitem Rabbi Yenison, Davar zem esaris b'yodeinu, me'achak nes ha'gedayla, kol makam shenemer vayhi, eina yena loshen tzar. Anytime it says vayhi, it's a loshen of tzar. Bad things are going to happen. For example, vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, have a Haman. Right? Days of Achashverosh, and we know that we're about to hear about Haman. Vayhi b'mei Shverosh, shayftim, have a Rav. That was by Rus. Vayhi ki echal adam l'rav. Vayarashem ki rabbi shvara sa'adam. Hashem saw that the people were doing bad things. Vayhi b'nasim ikadem, have a nev nalan l'ir. They said we should go build ourselves a city. So that's also Tzaris. Vayhi b'mei Amrafel, asim l'chama. The days of Amrafel, so they was about to say a l'chama had happened. It was the days of Yeshua and Yericha, and there was a charev shlufa biyadai. He had a charev in his hand. Bad things. Vahi Hashem is Yeshua ve'imalu b'nei Israel, and Israel weren't doing the right thing. Vahi isha echad min armasayim ki eschana oiv Hashem sagar rachma. It's talking about the story of Chana, and Chana, we said Hashem is sagar rachma. She didn't have babies. Vahi ki zaken Shmuel, when Shmuel got old, v'lehochu b'nei drachav, and his children did not go in his ways. Vayhi David chol derachav maskil v'ashem imoy vayhi shol oven is David. So again, vayhi talking about David and says that Shol was after David. Vayhi ki yashav ha-melech b'beisoy rak atal leisiv nabayis. Says also vayhi, and here it says you're not going to be able to build the base of Migdash. So you see in all these places where it says vayhi, it's a lashon of tzar. So same thing, vayhi me'achashveish is a lashon of tzar because Haman's around. And it says v'haksiv, how can you tell me it's always a lashon of tzar? Vayhi b'yoy mashmini. I remember the parsha as Vayhi b'yom hashmini. The Tanya, it says, Oysa hayayim haysa simcha v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyayim sh'nivru b'shmayim v'arz. That day of the eighth day when they were being mekadosh the Mishkan, that was the day that was so happy. Like the day that it was happy for Hashem, like the day that He created the Shemayim v'arz. Ksiv hacha Vayhi b'yom hashmini. Uksiv hasa Vayhi b'yom echad. So it says, Ha'ashachim nad v'avil. Says no, that's not such a great day either. Even though it's a happy day, but still, Hashachem Nadav and Aviu. So the first thing was just to tell you to show you that Vayhi b'yom hashmini and Vayhi b'yom echad. That was just to show you that it was the same happiness as Hashem had from the day that He created the Shemayim Arts till these Yom Hashmini, the eighth day when they were Mekadosh the Mishkan. So it says, where it says no, because Hashachem Nadav Aviu, Lamais Hashachem Nadav and Aviu died. So that's also a tzar. We have another Haksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'shmayinim shana, v'abim yoshana. That's that which was a happy time. Vaksiv, Vayhi kashir bro, Yaakov Yisrachel, which is a good thing. Vaksiv, Vayir v'vaykeim echad, which is a good thing. Vayika sheni, Vayika shlishi, Vayika tuva. There's a lot of places where it says Vayhi, which is a happy and good time. So Amar Vashi, Kol Vayhi, Ika hachi v'ika hachi. Anytime it says Vayhi, there are some times where it's happy and sometimes where there's tsar. Vayhi b'mei, when it says Vayhi b'mei, ain't a lashon tsar. That's a lashon of tsar. Chamisha vayihi bimei havu. There's five times where it says vayihi bimei. Vayihi bimei achashverosh, vayihi bimei shvarashoftim, vayihi bimei amrafel, vayihi bimei achaz, vayihi bimei yayakam. All those places was tsar. So that's what we really, that's really the drasha. The drasha is that when it says vayihi bimei, that's the lashon of tsar. So again, we have vayihi bimei achashverosh, that's also a tsar. Back to our Indian. Levi, Davar Zeh Maseiros B'Rabbeinu. So Levi says that there's a Davar Zeh Maseiros B'Rabbeinu Me'Aviseinu. Amatz v'Amatya Achim Havu. Amatz and Amatya were brothers. This is a Maseiros that we had. Amatz and Amatya. Amatya was the Melech of one of the Melechim of Yehuda. And Amatz was a Navi. And they were brothers. One of them was a Navi and one of them was a king. What are you trying to tell us? Ki had Amr b'Shmuel ben Achmini, Amr b'Yonasan, kol kala she tznua beis chamea. Any kala that acts with tznius in her father-in-law's house, zoyche v'yoytzim imenu malachim u'neviim. She is zoyche to have malachim and neviim come out from her. I don't know any kala that doesn't want to act with tznius like in their in-law's house. But okay, so menalan havi nolus mitamer. Right, the famous story with Yehuda and Tamar, that Yehuda saw her and he thought that Tamar was a Zayna, right? Ki kisses upaneha, because she covered her face. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: Mishum the kisses upaneha v'achshavel Zayna? If she covered her face, that's why he thought that she was a Zayna. One and one don't equal; they don't equal each other here. El mishum the kisses upaneha bebeis chameha v'lehavi yadala zachsa v'yatzman amalach neviim. No, because she covered her face in her father-in-law's house, and he didn't even know who she was, and that's why she eventually was mezana with her. So she was zeicha that kings and the neviim came out from her. Melachim mi David. Melachim came out of her because from David. Neviim the Amar of Levi misayis biyadenu me'aviseinu ames amatzi achem havu. The neviim, how do we know? Because from this Messiah that Levi said that from Amatz and Amatz were brothers. Uksiv Chazon Yishayo ben Amatz. Yishayo was the son of Amatz, and he was the navi. So you see that she had neviim also come out for her because Yishayo ben Amatz was also the brother. Amatz was the mother of Amatzia, and they both came out from Tamar. Vam Rab Levi, Davar Zeh Maseiros B'Yadenu Me'Aviseinu. Another Messiah that we have. Makim Aron Einam in Amida. The place of the Aron itself did not take up any area. Tanya Nami Hachi, a brace like that, Aron Shasa Moshe, the Aron that Moshe made, Yeshle Eser Amis Lachor Ruach. It had 10 Amis of space to each Ruach. So wherever the Aron was sitting, it had 10 Amis one way and 10 Amis the other way. It's a total of 20 Amis. Uksiv Lufne Advir Eser Mama, Ayrach. And says that inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos wide. Uksiv, and that says this pasuk, which the Mefarshim, I'm not exactly sure why he's bringing this pasuk, but Uksiv Knafa Kruv HaEchad Aser Amos, Knafa Kruv HaEchad Aser Amos, that the wings were also 10 Amos wide. So if that's the case, that the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 Amos, but yet there's 10 Amos from the edge of one Aron to the wall, and the edge of the other Aron to the wall, so where did the Aron sit? Aron Gufei Hecha HaVakoi, where did the Aron sit? Elalav Shmarina b'Neis Haya Aymed. So it must be that it was an ace. It didn't take up any space. Okay. Rabbi Yonasan pasach l'pischa l'haypar shasam yachal. When Rabbi Yonasan would start darshening on the Megillah, so he would open up with this pasach, with this drasha. V'kamti aleihem v'chrati l'bavol sham v'shar v'nin v'nechen. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. So even though he's about to start darshing the Megillah, he wanted to open up everyone with a nice drasha from Yeshaya. And this is how he darshened the pasuk. Shame that I will destroy Bavel, shame zeh aksav. I'm going to destroy their ksav. Shar zeh lashon. I'm going to destroy their shar. That's referring to their language. Nin zeh malchus. Nin's referring to the malchus. V'neched zu vashti. And Nechad is referring to Vashti. I'm going to destroy Vashti. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani pasul piskul ha'parshas mehachar. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, when he was going to start darshing the Megillah, he would start from this parsha. Tachas hanatzos yal v'roish. Instead of the thorns are going to come right good things. So basically, instead of the bad things are going to become good things. Tachas hanatzot, tachas haman arasha. Instead of haman arasha, sha'as atzma avodazara, that he made himself into avodazara. The chsiv b'chola natzutzim b'chola nalulim, which is referring to all these different types of thorns. Which again, of course, we don't know how this pasuk is coming to tell us anything about that it's Haman. But anyway, so Haman made himself into Avodah Zarah. So instead of Haman, Yala v'Roish is a Mordechai. It was, the Roish came up, which was, who Mordechai? Shenikra, Roish. Because Mordechai was called the Roish. Roish l'chol b'samim. Shenemar v'ata kach l'chol b'samim Roish. It says you should take the b'samim Roish, which is Mordror. That's a pasuk. U'metagaminon, and what's the targum of Mordror? Mari Dachi, which is like Mordechai. So, Tachas HaNatzot, instead of Haman HaRasha, came Mordechai. Tachas HaSirpod is talking about Tachas Vashti HaRasha, Bas B'noi Shal Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha Sasar Fafidas Beis Hashem, that instead of Vashti, the Rasha who came from the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, the Rasha who burnt our Beis HaMikdash, the Chsiv Refidas Azov, Yala Hadazu Esther, Atzadekas. So instead of Vashti, right, came Esther. Esther replaced Vashti. Atzadekas Shenikra Hadasa. Shenemar Vahi Oymen as Hadasa. Vahoyo Lashem Lashem. So continuing with that pasuk of Tachas Hanatzas, Yala Vesh Tachas Hashem. So, Zum Mikra Megillah. That's talking about Mikra Megillah, the Ois Oylam. These are referring to the May Purim that are never Yikaris. We're always celebrating Purim, right? Reb Shua ben Levi would open up his drasha Megillah with this drasha. So he says, the same way that Hashem is going to be happy to do well to you, He's also going to be happy to do bad to you if you don't listen. Is Hashem happy with the mapolis of the Rishayim? It says when it's referring to people, a certain tzara, that they're running away. Where they're fighting with the Ammonim and the Gavainim, and they're running away. So it says, "Hoydul Hashem ki loyim chazda." It doesn't say "Hoydul Hashem ki toiv." V'am Yechem ne'ma aloy nemer ki toiv. Hakman said ki toiv, but he doesu l'fish ena kosh bracha samech v'tos mitzvah Hashem, because Hashem's not happy with the mapolas of the Rishayim. He's not happy when they get destroyed. V'am Yechem ma'idul siv lekarv zel azek kol alayla. When they then come close to each other, this is by the Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? So, Bikshu Malachah Shor Slam Shira. The Malachah Shor wanted to say Shira. Amakadosh Baruch Hu. This is after when they were drowning. The Mitzrayim were drowning. So it says the Malachah Shor wanted to say Shira. Amakadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'asi Yodai Tovim B'Yam Ba'at Ma'im Shira. My Ma'asi Yodai are drowning in the city, meaning drowning in the sea, meaning the Mitzrayim. And you're saying Shira, even though they deserve that, right? Amar Blazer, who ain't a sus? He's not happy. Avachayim Mesis. But other people could be happy. I mean, Cain Yosis is actually, he will make other people happy, but not that he himself will be happy. Shmamina. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasuk Epistle, Epistle, Mehacha. Well, Adam Shatayu in front of Nasan Chachma, Vidas, Vesimcha, Zem Mordechai Atzalik. To the person that goes good in front of him, that's referring to Mordechai Atzalik. Well, Chayte Nasan Inyan, Lasif, Lichnais, Zem Haman. Lasif, Self, Nelakim, Zem Mordechai Vesu. Dechsiv, Atosim, Esther, is Mordechai Abbas Haman. And he put him on top of Beis Haman. Rabbi, I for Pesach Lepesach Lepeshas Mehacha V'Samti Kitzi V'Ilam V'Varti Misham Melech V'Sarim Melech Zuvashti. Right, that I put my Kitzi there. That's referring to that Melech is Vashti. V'Sarim Zahaman V'Asar is Banav. That's referring to, and then I will destroy them all. That's referring to these people: Vashti, Haman, and Asar is Banav.